Hi everyone, I'm Molly.
And I'm Angie, and you're listening to
So That's a Thing,
where we bring you our take
on some random shit.
Hey.
Well, hello. Hey, I'd like to say happy 20th episode.
Wow, happy 20th episode. Woo! To you too.
2020. Oh. This is so awesome.
Just think, next episode we are legally drinkers.
Ooh, maybe we should do that as our So That's a Drunk Thing.
Oh, that'd be nice. Be real nice, Clark.
Awesome. Be real nice.
You guys have been with us for 20 episodes.
That's
so great. You
have
stuck in there with us.
Yeah, right.
20 weeks.
That's
we have
so
been doing
awesome.
This because we do one a week. This is 20 weeks that we've been.
I'm so proud of us.
I know. It feels like it's only been. I still feel like it's only been like 2 or 3 months.
Yeah.
And it's really only.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, we're talking almost six months.
Yeah. That's so great. And we keep coming back with shit. This is awesome.
I know. Our baby's growing out.
Well, I remember before we even started, like, I was like, how are we going to, like, sustain, like, multiple episodes?
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
So far, I think we're going.
It was hilarious because when I was like, I know exactly what I'm going to do for our first episode. And it was like, goat yoga. I'm doing goat yoga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then we were like, okay, we're going to do episode 2. I'm like, I have nothing. Like,
that was it. That was my only thing I had.
And now, like, I can't get away from it. I mean, I love that you guys tag me and stuff all the time and are like, this is a thing, that's a thing. And
again, guys, we definitely appreciate you guys sending us stuff too,
because
you know, and if it's a topic that we can like sustain at least like a 20 minute conversation about, like, we'll definitely do it.
Oh,
absolutely. I love it.
And if not, we'd love to give you a shout out on our Instagram page. You know, because we put stuff up there all the time.
I know I have friends that like send me pictures and things like that. I'm like, well, that's going on Instagram because that's awesome. You know, or something
and
like that.
And it's always just, again, like, every time I look at something, I'm like, why?
I know.
Why?
Yeah.
Why is this a thing?
I know. I put something up the other day. I was like, and this is a, why is that a thing?
Yeah.
Like, I don't get
but
it.
But thank God it is, because it keeps us going.
Right. It's a thing for social media.
Yeah. Yeah. So how's your week been?
It's been pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, getting close to Christmas here. So
I know.
Just, you know, frantically trying to get everything done, but, you know, Christmas lights and decorations and presents and goodies and
Jesus,
if you hear us, if
ordering.
I know, that's what I'm doing this year, totally online everything. If you hear us snacking in the middle of this episode, Angela has made, what is this called again?
Christmas crack.
Oh, Christmas crack. We're doing crack now.
Crack is whack. You remember Whitney Houston, rest in peace.
This stuff is not whack.
It's not, no, it was super easy. I found it online. It was one of those little things. It's actually, I feel like it's kind of like a white trash dessert, but it's, it's like saltine crackers. You lay your saltine crackers down and then you melt like some brown sugar and butter.
Okay.
And you don't really make a caramel, but you melt these two things together
sure.
and you pour it
it's
over your crackers.
Enough.
Yeah. And then you like put some chocolate over the top of it, like melt the little chocolate chips on top and refrigerated overnight, and then you break it apart into these little bark
pieces. Yeah, it looks like peanut brittle type thing, but it's like it's not hard.
It's not hard though. And a saltine cracker surprise in the
yay!
Middle.
Sounds pretty inexpensive too.
It is. And so I was like, oh, I can put those in tins and
perfect.
Get them out for Christmas.
Love
so.
It. It's delish.
Ah, thanks.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited because I just made another pan of it. I'm getting ready to go out with friends. It's that time of year. Everybody tries to go out
of course.
And get that holiday, you know, time in and everything like that. And we're actually going to the new speakeasy in town.
I know, guys.
Tomorrow.
Blono is so hip.
Oh, we're
we
so
have
bouge.
A speakeasy.
So bouge.
Yeah.
You have to have a password to get in.
Oh my God.
The
speakeasies that I've seen on like online and stuff like that is like you go into a laundromat and you open up a dryer, but it's really a door.
Yeah.
And you like go into the speakeasy. I wish it was like, I don't think it's like that.
No, I think they just have a door.
It's just a regular door.
And you just open it and the guy's like, what's your name? But the password is pickles.
Yeah, we know. Everybody says it.
Yeah.
You know. So, but our place is actually called Bakery and Pickle.
Yep.
Is the speakeasy. And I'm super excited because we're signed up tomorrow night, myself and a group of friends, for the dinner experience.
Ooh. Well, and from what I understand, other friends that I know that have gone for the dinner, it's like a 3-month reservation wait or something like that.
Yeah.
Like crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think it was it was probably about a month or so ago. I don't know that we put our reservation in, but it was like we could do like 5:45 or 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
One of those type of things. And we're like,
yeah, especially if
we'll
you
just
want to
be the older
time.
Group that goes at 5:45,
yeah, yeah.
You know? But I'm excited because I'm one of those kind of like old school, where, you know, dinner used to be an event.
Yeah.
You know, like you went out to dinner and it used to kind of be this that, you know, when you'd go and you have a cocktail, right? Yeah. And you'd hang out and then you would go get to your table and it's like, oh, we'll grab, you know, we'll share some appetizers and we'll do something like this. And, you know, then you get a salad and anymore it's like your salad comes with the meal and everything's there and you're in and you're out and, you know, everybody wants to fast, fast and you can pay at your table and you don't have to... You know, you can just swipe your card. I always fuck those things up. Yeah, you can, right? It's like, did I just pay for the whole bar?
Yeah, okay, right.
You know, it's like everything's so quick anymore, and I kind of miss that. Like, dinner used to be this event, you know, so I'm kind of excited. It's this experience, and you go, and they give you, like, a pre-dinner cocktail that's included.
Ooh, I wonder if they'll have, like, the bougie cocktails that I talked about in the Nitro Mojito.
No.
You should ask them if they have liquid nitrogen.
Yeah. I'm going to be like, can we nitrogen this up? Have you listened to my podcast? Shout out to Bakery and Pickle. Y'all better be on your A game tomorrow. I have a podcast. We got a lot of listeners. But so the thing that I'm most looking forward to is that in the dinner experience, it talks about how you get like the shared appetizers and you get to choose from an entree and dessert and all this kind of stuff. While you have your pre-dinner drink,
okay,
elevated bar snacks.
How are they?
I don't know.
Oh!
I don't know. I'm so excited because I'm like,
it's like some Harry Potter shit.
Yeah, I know.
Like floating.
I know, but I'm just kind of like, okay, first of all, what do you consider a bar snack?
Yeah, right? True. Because like, it's probably like, something fancy.
Is it
it's not just peanuts,
is
probably.
Is it a peanut? Is it an elevated peanut? Is it a peanut brittle? Mm. Is it a Gardetto with, you know what I mean? Like, is it a rye chip? But like... Like, what am I getting?
Right,
like, I don't want to be disappointed. Like, I have...
Oh, well...
I have built up this elevated bar snack in my head.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, it's got to be more than a peanut, less than, like, a meatball. You know what I mean?
Right,
like, less than, like, a...
Just a bowl of pretzel is going to be a little disappointing, you know?
They're probably going to hand out those, like, oyster crackers with, like, the ranch seasoning. They're gonna hand me,
damn it!
They're gonna bring me some Christmas crack.
Yeah, totally.
Be like, well, shit. There goes my elevated bar snack.
Right.
So I'm just super excited. Like, I'm willing to pay this dinner experience fee to find out what an elevated bar snack is.
I can't wait to hear.
Stay tuned. So you guys have to tune into episode 21 because
we'll find out how Bakery Pickle is.
Right. You're gonna learn how
what an elevated bar snack is.
Yeah. So
that could be a thing, I guess.
That's gonna be my new thing. I'm gonna be like, if I start going to places, how about I bring the elevated?
Right.
I bring the elevated bar snacks.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Or any restaurant you go to. And what's on your elevated bar snack list?
Menu? I'm sorry, I see small plates. But do you have elevated bar snacks? Small plates are a little too much right now.
Totally.
Anything with foreskin.
I
still can't get off that off my mind. I've had a lot of people that are like really foreskin. I'm like, you know.
No.
We bring you the hard hitting truths here,
guys. We do, guys.
So,
we're not fooling you.
I mean, it's just a matter of time before they put it in our bar snacks.
Really, it's good for you. Or like the placenta.
Oh, that better not be it.
That's your elevated bar snack.
Get the fuck out of Bakery and Pickle. Get down the street.
Gross.
Yeah, disgusting. Yeah. So, all right. So enough about bar snacks.
Woo.
What do you got for
us?
Yes,
it's my turn this week to go
first. For episode 20, Mel Mel.
Well, this is something that, it's definitely not bougie, but it is something that I am totally into and... It's like right up my alley. Like, I am someone that is very concerned about the amount of garbage that we're putting out on this earth.
Oh, sure.
And it really bothers me when people are wasteful, people don't recycle, you know, like,
dicks.
It's right. Like I have a huge fear of us turning into like Idiocracy or like Wall-E, you know, the movie, the kids movie
just
Wall-E,
just
like piles of garbage and, you know, so, and just not wasteful, not being wasteful or anything like that. Like it's something that is really dear to me.
Sure.
Also another thing that I really like is beer. I like beer.
Love it.
I like beer a lot.
It's delicious.
Yes, it is. So
combine my worlds, Molly.
Gonna do it.
Love it.
Well, Kellogg's is going to do it for you.
Oh.
Yes.
The Breakfast People?
The Breakfast People, the brand Kellogg's, they are now using rejected flakes to make beer.
Yeah.
So when you have a product that you make, such as cereal, there's like, you have like a standard of what goes in the box, right? Like you have a certain size of thing, a certain thickness or whatever. Well, in the past, when your flake did not meet that certain standard in order to be put into the box, they would just throw them away. Well, now Kellogg's is making beer out of these cornflakes that would otherwise just be thrown away.
Oh my God.
And they're doing this in the intention to cut down food waste.
Love it.
I know. So.
And what another great band name. Rejected Flakes.
Full of them. We are going to have to pursue this band. Apparently Angela's got.
I'm going
she's
to.
She's got names
I'm
here.
Starting a side business. Name your band.
Yes.
All right. Sorry. Rejected Flakes.
So the flakes that are either too big or small, overcooked. They're used as a portion of the wheat grain.
I love
that. So, yeah. So, like, 30% of it will be corn. 30% of the wheat grain are going to be cornflakes, and 70% is still the wheat.
Sure.
They're calling it, like, a throwaway IPA. And they're by Seven Brothers Brewery. Like, they've combined forces with Seven Brothers Brewery.
I was
going to
say, is this, like, Anheuser-Busch?
No,
or?
It is a brewery in the UK, in Manchester, UK.
Okay.
And it's like a cornflake golden beer is what they're like categorizing it
okay.
as. And it really like sweetens the taste. And they have, in the last year, they just started doing this last year, they have had a 12.5% reduction in food waste.
Wow. 12.5% reduction
And we're
huge.
In yeah. the year of 2018.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and we should be reclaiming some of these things. I mean...
Yeah, I mean, and that is something that I've thought about. Like, how much waste, like, you know, goes out, like, out of businesses that aren't... Like, I'm very conscious about recycling. I'm very conscious about, like, donating and, like, using, reusing things in my home.
Uh-huh.
But, like, a huge corporation...
Right.
They're not sitting there, like, making sure that they're recycling stuff.
Right.
They're just throwing it away.
Some do, but, I mean, something like that, it's just... And, I mean... First of all, who sets the standard for what a cornflake should be?
Right.
I mean,
right.
You know, all cornflakes are beautiful.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yeah, all cornflakes are beautiful. We should accept them all. So I'm very happy that the Island of Misfit Cornflakes gets to make a beer now.
Right.
But, I mean, even along those lines, you kind of think like, okay, well, even if they weren't standard enough to meet that package, could we have... given that food elsewhere.
Right, right.
You know, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm very happy that we're making a beer out of it.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, and I think there is like a certain
pairs well
like,
with breakfast.
Right. Well, and there's also like a probably a certain like FDA standard where like
of
once
course.
It's that thing, like you can't donate it.
Oh,
because
sure,
it's like
sure.
not
good
packaged
call,
or
good
whatever.
Call. Absolutely.
But still, again, like the fact that they're taking it and using it for something
reclaiming
else, like
it, yeah.
that's really great. Like
yeah.
that it's just not like going into a landfill.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm super excited. I want to try it. Right.
Yeah.
Right now, it's still just in the UK, but they were talking about that they're going to be bringing it over, and it will be, like, a thing.
Nice.
Yeah.
I almost wonder, so it's just the cornflakes right now.
Yes. Ooh, like a Fruit Loop beer or
yeah.
something like that?
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, think of all the sours that are out there.
Yeah,
you
they
know?
Could totally
so,
use that for part of their week.
I
right?
mean, are there
well,
rejected loops?
Rejected loops. Well,
not
although
so
I wonder, like, but, like, with Fruit Loops,
is
don't they have,
Kellogg's?
Like, no, but don't they have, like, a certain dye that's in them, so you might not be able, and they're using this as a wheat grain, so I don't
oh.
know if Fruit Loops are made of wheat.
I
they're
don't
probably
know.
Just made of sugar.
Can you put a vodka in that?
No, maybe.
I mean, they think they actually already have, actually, a Fruit Loops vodka. I'm not even lying. It's some kind
but
of...
But it's probably not made from it. It's just
no,
tastes
I think
like
tastes,
it. Yeah,
tastes
yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
Fruit Loops. But, well, what else out there is, like, a wheat grain? Grape nuts?
Ooh, yeah.
I love me a grape nut. Remember that
grape
cereal you thought it never ended? Like you'd pour a small, very small
yeah.
portion in your bowl
yeah.
and you just sat there and ate and crunched
yeah.
for years.
Yeah, for years. It never got soggy.
Raisin bran?
Ooh, yeah, raisin bran.
Minus the raisins?
Yeah.
Or maybe you keep them in there? I don't know.
Yeah. So, yeah. So this is something that is coming, guys.
I like it.
I'm so excited. Yeah.
That's really cool.
I know. I feel, and I really think it's great that they are like a mass production company that I'm sure probably does like contribute to pollution,
of course,
and things like that, but they're actually taking that extra step
waste
to
to
really think about the environment and to really like try and change their ways,
of course,
you know, and hopefully they will be a leader in, you know, other companies to maybe do the same.
Yeah,
you know,
well, there's maybe there's the so
saltine the saltine people will be like, here, make some Christmas crack with this
right
stuff, well, with our rejected
I think
crackers.
That's how our oyster crackers get made.
You're probably right. You're probably right. So they've cut those down.
They've taken the waste from saltines and turned it into an elevated bar snack.
Oh my god.
Tis what it is.
Oh
well,
my
what
god.
It's an elevated bar beer now.
There you go.
Think of all the marketing you could do with it.
Yeah, and I mean, just the fact that it's like environmentally sound and things like that just really attracts me to it.
Of course.
And yeah, I'm like, props to you, Kellogg's.
Yeah.
You know, you're not like this bad, big business right now to me. So.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah,
oh,
so that's awesome. My thing for this week. I know it was a short one, but I thought it was super cool.
But it's kind of like a PSA. Like,
yeah. Bye, Kellogg's.
Helping the environment and helping our beer population.
Well,
so,
yeah.
Of course.
Uh-huh.
So.
All right, girl, what you got?
Well, so raise your hand if you like cheese.
I like cheese.
Yay! Everybody loves cheese, and I hope our listeners are raising their hands as well. But do you love it so much that you would visit a theme park dedicated to cheese?
I don't know.
It's an homage to fromage. I just came up with that. It's not even in my notes. So
you're awesome.
There is
okay.
Yes, there is a theme park that is dedicated to cheese.
Okay.
Oh
man, I feel like I would leave there like not being able to poop for days.
I don't think there's bathrooms. It did not mention anything about a bathroom. So I actually saw this on Facebook. I have a friend on Facebook named Kim. Shout out if you listen. And she had actually posted this on her Facebook page because she's a huge fan of cheese. Like,
all right.
She actually talked about on her bucket list was to give up cheese for 30 days. And I was like, girl, no.
Why?
Like, why? Like, cheese is life. it really is. So
is that their slogan that's like over their
right?
opening when you
cheese
walk in?
Cheese is life. So it's actually, it's called the I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right. Imsil, I-M-S-I-L.
Okay.
Imsil Cheese Theme Park.
What?
Yeah, and it's in South Korea. So our foreskin capital.
Ew.
Yeah.
Right now, I just came to my head was Famunda cheese.
Oh,
if you don't know what it is, please pause. Google
Famunda cheese
and join us. Come back. Or you may never come back.
Gross.
Oh, gross. I don't think I can talk about cheese anymore. Okay. So in South Korea, foreskin capital.
Mm-hmm.
It's also the cheese capital.
Okay.
There's this cheese park, Imsil Cheese Theme Park, that was designed to mimic the Swiss village of Appenzell, which is in Switzerland. Which I kind of looked that up. And
I bet it's super cute.
Yeah, it's a, you know, these tiny little shops.
Yeah.
And it's the Swiss culture.
Lots of
and
color.
Like, lots of color and like kind of the windmills and all that kind of stuff like
so
that.
Cool.
And they have all things Swiss there. It's all things Swiss. So like cheese and chocolates and the cuckoo clocks and all that kind of stuff. But the Imsil Cheese Theme Park is strictly dedicated to cheese. It's sprawled out across 32 acres.
Whoa.
That seems like a lot.
How much cheese they got?
Well, it's dedicated to cheese.
I mean, there's lots of cheese, I guess.
Right, but doesn't 32
acres... Do they make the cheese there?
They do everything.
Ooh.
There, so, it's 32 acres of the North Jeolla province.
Okay.
And... Which the North Jeolla province was famous for the cheese that it produced. So naturally, make a cheese theme park.
Make a park.
Right.
Yeah.
So it actually opened in 2004. Back in South Korea, it opened in 2004. And it's everything is cheese. You can learn about the history of cheese.
Okay.
They teach you how to make cheese.
Okay.
They teach you how to eat cheese.
Oh.
I didn't know that maybe I'm eating my cheeses wrong.
Well, yeah, there's probably, it's probably like similar to like a wine tasting like thing.
This actually like, pairs well with a
yeah, or like
saltine.
You know, this one you want to savor in your mouth a little bit longer or something
or
like that.
Spread it on yeah. a cracker, or this one can stand alone.
The cheese stands alone.
It sure does.
Okay.
But yeah, it talks about all the different types. So there's all these different areas that you can go to. Now, according to a travel website, because I did a lot of digging about this, there is a travel website called Atlas Obscura.
Okay.
That kind of goes into all these different weird type places and everything that are on there. And you guys, this was so sad. This was a really sad. This area in South Korea is the center for all things dairy. Because up until about 20 years ago, many people in Korea had never even fucking heard of cheese.
What?
20 years ago, they didn't know about cheese.
What?
Cheese!
Did they not have cows in Korea?
I don't know what they were doing, but it said that they didn't know about cheese.
Wow. Most of them had
never.
Sad.
Maybe they knew about it, they just never tasted it.
Right.
But they. It,
dairy, maybe that was the whole like
dairy
divide
wasn't
between
a big
the
export
two.
Over in Korea. Like, wow. If you think about it, they really don't have a lot. It's not like the Midwest, not like where we got cow farms everywhere
right.
and we're producing milk and,
right.
and all this farmland.
People
and,
wearing
like,
stupid cheese hats.
No, but yeah.
Fucking Packers. Ugh.
But yeah, so they had never actually heard of cheese, let alone tasted it. And so,
oh my god, their minds were blown and they're like, let's make a fucking park.
Yeah, they tasted it and they were like, we now, they basically made a shrine.
Oh my god,
to the thing that they love now, which oh, I did see sad. A while back online. I isn't that kind of sad?
Yeah,
like
sad
a world of pride,
but now
cheese?
I'm happy because they're good, they
right.
got a park.
Oh, yeah, and they have a park and everything. But, I saw online where a while back it did state that cheese is actually considered a drug. Like, it can be like a drug. Like, the effect that cheese has on your body can be... So, people are addicted...
I'm making a weird face right now.
I know. People are actually addicted to cheese. So, they said that cheese can be just as addicting as, like, cocaine. I believe it. I love cheese. When they come at
Why'd
the Italian restaurant and say, when? Like... You don't say when. You only say when because it's not socially acceptable.
I just got
drown
out of rehab
pig.
For cheese. Keep that gorgonzola away from me.
I was in there for the brie. Couldn't get away
we
from it.
We probably shouldn't laugh. People might have problems, but
yeah, well,
yeah, it's cheese problems.
It's cheese problems. You're just constipated. You can't poop. Oh God! I believe me. None of my all my friends can poop. I know that's for we talk about poop a lot. But anyways. Yeah, so they love cheese so much, so they built this 32-acre shrine, basically, about it. And so the website also stated the whole reason that they started to get to know about cheese was because there was a Belgian priest that actually went to South Korea, started in about 1958.
Okay.
And he was there as a missionary. Okay. And he was raising goats on his little area of farm or whatever and was making his own cheese.
And the governor was like,
what?
What are you doing?
I thought they were just for yoga. And this guy's like, you can milk the shit out of this.
No, wow. And so they were milking goats. And so the governor of Imsel actually...
Just 20 years ago, huh?
Well, wow. This was 1958
oh, okay.
is when the Belgian priest came over.
Okay.
But they said, for the most part of Korea, like,
oh, gotcha.
Had known
right,
about
right,
it.
Right.
So, it, I mean, it takes a while to,
right,
you know, you've got one little Belgian priest making cheese for the
with
community.
With only poor one little goat's like,
I know.
Oh, my teats.
Yeah.
My teats are chafed. What another great band name. Chafed teats. Chafed goat teats.
Oh my god.
That could also be an elevated bar snack.
Chafed goat teats.
Tonight we have chafed goat teats.
Ew.
Served with a side of pea foam.
Ew. I'm not going to bakery
if,
pickle.
If there is pea foam on my plate tomorrow night, I'm going to be mad.
Okay.
I don't foam shit.
No. Not you're not
no.
about the foam.
Okay.
Gotcha.
So anyway, so the governor actually came to this Belgian priest when he saw him making his cheese,
uh-huh.
and he was like, this is delicious and delightful. And the governor then asked him to teach the whole town how to do it.
Yeah.
So the whole town started learning how to
oh,
make cheese. And so, you know,
snap.
How, you know, you tell two friends and they
right,
tell two friends.
Right.
And so that's how cheese kind of became about in South Korea. But so then they've built this theme park. And so the main attractions... that are there. They it seems like they mainly focused on mozzarella.
Ooh, the mozza.
So, but it's making And eating mozzarella is a main attraction
there. Okay.
And I don't know what that means to say eating mozzarella. So
just like a big ball and you're eating it like an apple.
Right? Like, I'm teaching you how to eat it appropriately. But there's a large children's play park.
Okay.
With like...
You slide down some cheese.
Yeah, like there's cheese-themed like slides.
Climb through the Swiss.
And, yeah, exactly. There's an animal park that has a lot of... goats and cows,
yeah,
that you can go visit because you gotta get the dairy for the cheese somewhere.
right.
They have a cave-like building where the cheese that they make is aged, and you can walk through there,
yeah,
and see all that kind of stuff in there. And then all of the buildings that are on the property are shaped like blocks of cheese.
Aww.
So there's actually one, when you look at the picture, when you Google this Imsil, you know, cheese park, it almost looks like a Pac-Man. Like, it's you know,
yeah,
like
with the wedge cut out.
But it's actually probably like a wheel of cheddar.
Right.
You know, with the wedge cut out. But when I first saw it, I'm like, is that a Pac-Man building?
Oh, that's
and
so
I was
cute.
Like, oh, no, it's cheddar. Everything's better with cheddar. So, I did try and go to their website, to the Cheese Theme Park website,
yeah,
but everything was in Korean.
So I
couldn't figure out what anything of it was. And I did try to find some reviews to see if people had gone there. And there was only, on TripAdvisor, there was only 2 reviews.
Okay.
And the guy said, this is a good place to enjoy a wide grassland area and cheese.
Okay. Well, I think that's what they're going for. Okay. All right.
So I don't know what
not the trip of a lifetime,
but you know, I mean, if you're in South Korea,
if
and
you're
need
a cheese
do,
enthusiast, it might be your jam.
I but it's gonna be your brie.
But I'm bumped.
Or your Gruyere. I don't know a lot of different cheeses.
I know like some that
Munster
are in, like in the
Swiss
fancy case at the grocery
Colby
store.
And
yeah,
goat and blue and
mozzarella.
Feta. I do like me some feta crumbles on a salad.
That's good.
It's delish. But yeah, I don't know the cost to get in. But I feel like, you know, Molly, everything we touch, I feel like we always have a way to make it better, right?
Sure.
Like, you know, great idea. However, and I feel like you and I could go into a consulting business about that. So,
okay.
Great idea.
Yeah.
Cheese theme park.
Yeah.
Where are the rides? I want rides. I want this to be like a Six Flags.
Yeah.
I want.
Oh, I want to like go down a Velveeta slide or
something. Thank you.
like the splash waterfalls or whatever. Of
like
Velveeta.
The log ride. Like,
yeah.
I want a log ride.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm in a mozzarella stick.
Oh, totally.
In a river of Velveeta. Or
oh, my
like
gosh.
Nacho cheese.
Oh,
or,
nacho cheese.
You know what I mean? Like, there needs to be some type of, like, rides or roller coasters that
true,
you can go on.
True.
I think that would be great. And then, I mean,
more
just,
of, like, instead of, like, a theme park, more of an amusement park is
absolutely,
what you're looking
yeah.
for.
But,
gotcha.
I mean, well, because you got
cheese-related rides.
Because there's only so much you can do with cheese.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Although, I don't know if you're going to be eating cheese all day. Do you really want people on a roller coaster?
Ooh, that's true.
Maybe I need to think about this before I bring out my
ideas.
But Chucky could come along with us.
Oh, the mouse?
Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese. Wonder if they have a mascot like that. Like,
he's a mouse.
Yeah, this is George Gruyere. Like, I don't know. Like, Herman Munster.
Oh,
I'm so hilarious tonight. So yeah, so if you
that's so
are
cool.
a cheese enthusiast and are looking for a new vacation spot, or if you find yourself in South Korea with a free day,
yeah, hit up the cheese park.
Yeah, and then maybe
I would,
and then maybe bring back some foreskin for your lotions.
Once you break out after eating all of that cheese,
right?
You might need
yeah.
some little fancy
it was,
cream.
I was yeah, when I was researching this and I saw it was South Korea, I'm like, oh, Mouse. We just talked about this last week.
Oh, good grief.
South
they
Korea
got it all.
Hotbed of things.
They
so,
got it all.
Yeah,
they,
I think that's where I'm going to have to start going to get my podcast.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah.
What else they got going on
it's
over
all,
there?
It's all bananas and crazy. So.
Wow. Well, that's
yeah.
pretty cool. I think
so,
it's super cute. I would
yeah.
totally go if I
yeah.
was in the neck of the woods.
Now, I don't know if they're reclaiming their cheese to do anything with it, if there's waste anywhere, but hopefully,
I mean, cheese goes good with beer.
Yeah. If there's waste anywhere, I'm sure it's getting eaten.
Yeah, I was going to say. Probably
feed it right back to the goat.
Goats don't eat cheese.
Don't they?
No.
What do they eat?
Like hay and grains and stuff.
Goats don't eat hay.
Yeah, something like that. They don't eat cheese.
Sure they do.
No, they don't.
Well, I bet they would if you get put it in front of them.
Yeah, they do eat like cans and stuff.
Yeah.
So. They do eat like cans and stuff.
They eat grass.
Oh, there you go. That's what they do. Oh, yeah, that's right. You can hire them to come and cut your lawn for you. That's
See,
right.
It all goes back to goats. It all goes back to our first episode.
We're not the goat podcast.
Oh, man. Awesome. So, yeah, so all that's
cool.
The thing.
Cheese. All right. Cheese I love everywhere. It. That's
so,
great.
Yes.
Okay.
So if you guys have any excellent maybe cheese recipes,
mm-hmm.
we'd love for you to share them with us and maybe let us know.
Well,
if
tis the holiday season. Everybody's going to need some sort of dish to take to somewhere.
Yes.
So.
And take a look. Keep an eye out for Seven Brothers, you said? Seven Brothers Brewery?
Yep, Seven Brothers Brewery in Manchester in the UK.
All right. Yeah. Hopefully we get it over here. And
we need to become world travelers to get all this shit done that we talked
about. Again, we need a So That's a Thing GoFundMe.
Yep.
Y'all need to start.
Well, let's start off. If you guys have anything, please message us on underscore at so that's a thing on Instagram.
Yes.
And good luck with everybody's holiday shopping and getting prepared.
Stay warm out there, y'all.
Absolutely. So,
and as always, world, thank you for being bougie.
Bye.